And joining us now on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast is the head coach of the Chillicothe Lady Hornets, Darren Smith. And, Coach, first off, thanks for taking the time out to chat with us today.
You bet. You bet. Good to talk to you.
And we're going to talk about a couple members of your team that made the Dream Team squad this year. And we'll a pair of sophomores for you. And we'll start with Hannah Jones. Let's talk about that young lady.
Well, Hannah's a 5'7 shooting guard, above average defensively. I just really like what she does for the team. You know, this is my first year at Chillicothe, and from day one, Hannah has bought into what I've been trying to get across to them. She's done everything she can do to get her teammates to buy in. You know, she's just been a great leader for us this year, and I appreciate the contributions that she's made. She didn't lead us in scoring. She didn't lead us in assists, but she's right there in the scoring. She's right there. She does everything really well. And defensively, on the rebounding end of it, really was outstanding on the defensive rebounds. You know, I could match her up against about whoever I wanted to defensively, and she's going to guard them. And so I just wanted to recognize her for just, you know, her leadership and her just her ability to do what was asked of her and what the team needed of her.
Yeah, absolutely. And no lack of aggression in the young lady either.
No, and it really came out towards the end of the year. You know, Hannah started out, and like I said, she was trying to get everybody in the place that they needed to be right off the get-go, because it was a deal where a new system, and it takes some time, and she's trying to get players where they need to be, and she kind of quit looking for a shot. And we talked about, you know, she's too good a shooter. She shot over 4, 5, 6% from 3-point land this year. She's too good a shooter not to look at the basket. Well, then teams started coming out after her, and she started attacking the basket, and that really stepped her game up a tremendous amount.
Absolutely. And the other member of your team that is on the Dream Team this year, Carson Keithley, also a sophomore.
Yeah, she's a 5'1", 5'2 sophomore that is just, she's kind of the spunk and the grit in our team. You know, she runs a point for us. And she's a true version of a pass-first point guard. She is always looking to get somebody else involved, you know, almost to her detriment at times. She's so unselfish that she'll give up a good shot for a teammate to get a good shot or what she thinks might be an even better shot. She's always going to guard the other team's top offensive guard. You know, she's just gritty. She's tough. You're not going to outwork Carson. Her conditioning this year I really thought was incredible, because in our last game of the season, we had some other girls in foul trouble. She played 32 minutes in a quarterfinal game, and you know, playing at that level and as hard as she plays, I thought that was a real testament to the condition that she got herself in. She started out the year not shooting it real well, but by the end of the year, she was shooting 38-39% from three towards the end. She really became a consistent, valuable member of what we were doing.
And, two, this being a pair of sophomores for you, Coach, that as you look, I know this is your first year there at Chillicothe and first year around these girls, but you've coached basketball for quite a while. Did you see them grow leadership-wise as the year went along, and something that you can look forward to maybe coaching them on the leadership side of things?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, they took an ownership to it. You know, when you can tell when kids invest a lot of time and energy into something, they'll start to take ownership. If it means something, they're going to take ownership. This group of sophomores that I've got have really done that, and led by Hannah and Carson. You know, I mean, they have stepped in there and they have done what needed to be done. You know, getting the team in the position. You know, you've got a couple girls in Whitney Clampett and Caitlin Parkey and Haley Jones, who's the only senior, that you know, the other three girls that started, you know, they've each got their things that they'll do, and great players. I just was really happy for these two girls to, because of the strides they made in their leadership. You know, Carson, anytime you're a point guard, you're looked at to be a leader, and get the players in the right positions. And Hannah did so much of that early. I just felt like they need to be recognized for their contributions to our program.
Very well said. Again, we're speaking with the head coach of the Chillicothe Lady Hornets, Coach Darren Smith, and his two players on the Dream Team this year, and Hannah Jones and Carson Keithley. Coach, again, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk with us today. Is there anything we're leaving out or anything else you wanted to cover about your players?
Yeah, I think we've covered it all. We had a good run this year. I bring back four of the five, so we're looking forward to another good run again next year.
Yeah, it doesn't break your heart any. They bring back four of the five, does it?
No, it doesn't.
All right, there you have it. Coach Darren Smith of the Chillicothe Lady Hornets on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast.